Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bchayres, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalid. Shtei Nashim, two wives of the same person. Remember, Min HaTorah, one is allowed to marry two wives. There's a Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon, we shouldn't do it, but the Mishnah is before the times of Rabbeinu Gershon. So Shtei Nashim, two women, Shaloi Bichru. None of them ever had a child before. V'yoldu shnei zecharim. And they were in hiding. There could have been a war. For whatever reason, they were hiding. Things were confusing. They could have been in a dark cave. So they gave birth to two boy babies, but they got mixed up. We don't know whose baby belongs to whom. Noisein, the father should give Eser Sloim Lekayin, 10 Sloim to the Kayin. Because it really doesn't make a difference if we don't know which baby belongs to which mother. As far as the father is concerned, each child is peter rechem le'imai. He has to redeem both of them. Now here's where the shailas start. What happens if mes echad mehen, one of the babies, died? B'toich shloishim yoim, within 30 days. And the father already gave 10 slum. He already gave the pidyon for both of them. Zakh the Mishnah, im l'kayin echad nasan, if the father gave the money of the pidyon for both children to one kayin, yachsuloi the kayin should return chamish lemi, should return half. Because the b'char that died does not require a pidyon. Now again, that's because the baby died within 30 days. Before 30 days, there's no chiyuv pidyon. Now stop a second. A pidyon of ben is we wait 30 days. So you do this, you can have an option. You can do the pidyon of ben before 30 days if you want. And the answer is really no. If you do the pidyon of ben too early, the redemption is not valid. But what you could do is you can give the kayin the money on the condition that the pidyon should be chal in its proper time after 30 days. I can give the kayin the money after 15 days and say, I want it to take effect after 30 days. And if the money is still around in the reshus of the kayin, then the son is redeemed at the right time. If the money was spent already, then there's a machloikis in the Gemara. Whether the pidyon works, and the Rama paskins that you would have to redo it. But either way, what happened over here was, the father gave it early. It turned out one of the children died, so he never had to give it. So if he gave for both children to one kayin, the kayin has to return half, 5 out of 10. V'im l'shnei kayhanim nasam, but if the father gave it to 2 kayhanim, ein yochel l'hoitzi miyadim, he can't take back the 5 sloim from either one. Each one can taina and say, who says that the child you appointed by me died? Maybe the child you appointed by me lived. It's the other child. Go to the other kayin. And each kayin can say the same thing. So this falls under the category of what we've discussed many times throughout Mishnayos, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. If you want to take money away from someone, you have to prove that that person owes you the money. And the father can't do it, because each kayin can say, not me, it's the other kayin. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Weiter. We have these two women, and they gave birth to Zachar and Akeva. There's a boy baby, a girl baby. I don't know who's the mother of the girl, I don't know who's the mother of the boy. There are two boys and one girl. I don't know who gave birth to whom. Noisin, the father, has to give chamish slum l'kayin, because meman of shach, there's one p'char here for sure. In the case of Zachar unakeva, so one is for sure a p'char. If what we have over here are two zacharim and an akeva, so let's say one had two zacharim, the other had an akeva. If one had two zacharim, so the second one is not a p'char. The first one that came out is a b'char. Let's see, one had a zachar, and the second one had the zachar and the nekeva. But I don't know, maybe the nekeva came out first. So one b'char I have for sure, but I don't know if there are two b'char. But you still have, for sure, one b'char. Now remember what the problem is. They gave birth in a dark cave. They were never hiding. I don't know who gave birth to whom, and I don't know which baby came out first. Vayter says the Mishnah, but if they gave birth to shtei nekevas v'zachar, two nekevas and one zachar, oy shnei zacharim u'shtei nekevas, so it's possible there's no p'char here at all. Could be in each case the girl came out first. Therefore, ein kan l'kayin klum, the kayin gets nothing. There's no proof there was any p'char. Weiter says the Mishnah, a person had two wives. Achas bichra, one already had a baby. V'achas shloi bricha, one never had a baby. V'yoldu shnei zecharim, again, it's in hiding. There are two baby boys here that got mixed up. Noisein, the father has to give chamish shloim l'kayin, because one of them is for sure a p'char. One came from the mother that never had a baby. Mes echad mehen, if one of the sons died. B'toich shloishim yayim. And again, we don't know whose son it was. Ha'av potter, the father, is completely potter from giving chamish shloim to the kayin. Maybe it was the p'char that died. You're not mechuyev to redeem it. Mes ha'av, if the father died before he redeemed his son, v'habonim kayamin, and the children survived. Reb Meir says, if the children nasnu gave five sloim to the kain, atchalei chalku, before they divided the Yerusha, nasnu, what they gave. But v'im lav, if they didn't give the five sloim before they divided the Yerusha, peturim, they are potter from giving the five sloim to the kain. Let's explain as follows. The children, they're not mechuyev to redeem themselves. Who says I'm a p'char? The father died, but even after a person passes away, his estate, his money, is still mechuyev to pay up chayvais. Now, it's called the father's money, that's called an estate, after a person passes away. It's called the father's money until the money is distributed to whoever the Yarshim are. So Zakh Meir, that brothers who get the Yerusha, they have the same din as Lekuchais. Lekuchais means people that buy it. Now what's the din? If I buy something, and someone comes to me and says, well, the person that you bought it from, he owed it to me, or part of it he owed to me. So I'm going to say to him, show me a shtar, show it to me in writing that he owed it to you. Let's say the kain is a chacham, I'll take out a chumash and say, it says over here, you have to pidyon haben. Well, that's called a milva al peh. And the halacha is, a milva al peh is not goivim in halakuchais. That means that if I bought a field, let's say I bought a field from Reuven, and Shimon comes along and says, excuse me, Reuven owed that to me. Show it to me in writing. If you can't show it to me in writing, there's a shtar, which I could have checked up upon, because I could have checked Bezin's records before I bought it. If there is no shtar that I could have checked, then you can't take it away from me. And that's what Rebbe Meir says. Once they divided it, the kain can't take it. Rebbe Yehuda says, Nischayvu nechasin. No. The Yarshim are mechuyev to give it to the kain. Each one has to take five sloim from his chelik. Rebbe Yehuda holds, brothers that divide a Yerusha, Yarshim hain, have a din of Yarshim. Rebbe Yehuda also holds that you can't take a chumish and say, look over here, it's a shtar. No, that's not called a shtar. It's a milval peh. And it's true, if I buy something, someone can't come running to me and say, well, the person you bought it from owed it to me, unless he has a shtar. But you could come to Yarshim and say, you inherited this from your father owed it to me. That you could do, says Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mela, Neschaivu Nechasim, doesn't make a difference if they distribute it already. The children don't have a din of someone who bought something. Children that divide Yerusha have a din of Yarshim. And therefore, even though it's a milva al peh, there's no shtar, it's goyvim in a Yarshim. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Zocher in a keva. If these two women gave birth, one to a zocher, one to a nekeva, ain kan l'kayin klum, the kayin has nothing. Even though I know for sure there was one zocher here, but maybe the zocher was born to the woman that already had a baby. And the mela, the kayin cannot prove that there was even a single p'char over here. Let's chazer over our Mishnah, Masechtas Pchayres, Periches, Mishnah Dalet. The first case. We had two women, both never had a p'char before. They gave birth to two zecharim. It's hidden. We don't know whose child belongs to whom. It doesn't make a difference. They're both p'chayrim for sure. Fathers to give 10 sloim to the kain. 5 for one, 5 for the other. If one of the children died within 30 days, if he gave it to one kain, the kain has to return 5 of the 10. If he gave it to two kainim, each one can say, not me, go to the other one. We explained that really you can't redeem a son before 30 days, but it is possible to give it to the kain and to say that the pidyon should take effect when the time comes. And that's what happened over here. if these two women that were hiding gave birth to a zachar and an akeva, or to two zacharim and one akeva. So this is for sure one pchar. There may be more, but this is for sure one. If one gave birth to a zachar, one gave birth to an akeva, this is for sure one pchar. In the case of two zacharim and an akeva, it could be both are pchar. Or it could be that an akeva came out first, there's only one pchar here. But either way, this is for sure one. But if they gave birth to two nekevas and a zachar, or two zacharim and two nekevas, maybe in all cases the nekevas were born first, and there's no pchar here at all. Then we learn like this. A person that has two wives, one already had a baby, one didn't. And there are two zacharim. I don't know whose baby belongs to whom. Father has to give five slum to the kain. One of them is for sure a pchar. If one of the children died within 30 days, I don't know which one, the father is pater, maybe the pchar died. If the father died before he had a chance to redeem any of the children, and the children now are still around, Baruch Hashem, so Rav Meir says they have a din, Yarshim, that divide, the brothers divide amongst themselves the money, that's like buying something. So if they didn't divide it yet, the estate, that means the father's Yerusha has to pay the money. Once they divide it, it's like they bought it. So the client can't come and say, oh, your father owed it to me, because there's no shtar. It's called a milval peh, and a milval peh is not goyva from people that buy it. Rabbi Yehuda says that brothers that divide a Yerusha don't have a din of someone who buys something, they have a din of Yarshim. And a person could come to a Yerusha and say, your father owed it to me, even if he didn't have a shtar. If these two women that were hiding, one gave birth to a zacha, one gave birth to an akeva, and one of them already had a baby, the kain has nothing. Because it could be the zacha was born to the woman that already had the child.